Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly took aim at Downing Street in a recent episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, as uproar continues over the Christmas party alleged to have taken place last year. And they say if you've lost Ant and Dec, you've lost the country. Take a listen to them last night having a pop at Boris.
It is all change in camp now, though, because yesterday the celebs chose a new leader via the gift of a secret vote.
And that means David's reign is over. But they weren't celebrating.
No.
They didn't have a party. They categorically deny any suggestions that they had a party. And this fictional party definitely didn't involve cheese and wine or a secret Santa.
Evening, Prime Minister. For now.
Ouch. Senior Downing Street staff joked about holding a Christmas party in Number 10 just 4 days after the event is alleged to have taken place last December. This is according to this recording which was leaked to ITV News. Now, staff can be heard in the clip laughing, making references to cheese and wine. This is while the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's then spokesperson Allegra Stratton remarked there was definitely no social distancing. Let's take a listen to this now viral recording.
I've just seen reports on Twitter that there was a Downing Street Christmas party on Friday night. Do you recognise those reports?
I went home. hold on.
Would the Prime Minister condone having a Christmas?
What's the answer?
I don't know. I
wasn't the party. It was cheese and wine.
Just be clear, it's not.
Is cheese and wine all right?
No.
It was a business meeting.
I'm joking.
This is recorded. This fictional party was a business meeting. And it was not socially distanced.
John Rentoul is chief political correspondent with the commentator, rather, with the London Independent, and joins me now. So, John, just to explain to people, this was the Downing Street staff practicing a question and answer session that they would have with the press, which ultimately didn't happen. That's where that recording came from, isn't it?
That's right. Yes, Allegra Stratton was going to be the Prime Minister's on-screen spokesperson. But I understand that, you know, one of the reasons why that plan failed was because of that rehearsal where they realised that actually this possibly wasn't such a good idea after all. And she went off to be spokesman for Alok Sharma, the COP26 president.
And that rehearsal and that recording is from the 22nd of December, and it's alleged that the party happened on the 18th, isn't that right?
That's right. And, you know, the importance of that video is that it seems to confirm that, you know, a party did take place, or a gathering, which was almost certainly against the rules at the time. And, you know, Downing Street has so far been unable to explain properly what happened. And the Prime Minister's got to face the Leader of the Opposition in less than an hour's time.
Yeah, and we know that, you know, the Mirror first reported this, didn't they, about a week ago, that a party had happened. But the emergence of this video, it changes things, would you say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, presumably it was leaked by someone in Downing Street who was so upset by the way the Prime Minister appeared to dismiss suggestions that there had been a party and wanted to put the record straight. I mean, I can't think what other motive there would be for it, but I mean, it is just—it's so damaging to the government, and no minister has been prepared to come on the media this morning to try and explain it.
Even the ones who were booked to appear, according to the BBC, the health secretary was due to do a round of interviews but pulled out.
That's right.
Now, I said that once you have Ant and Dec offside, you've lost the room. Gary Neville, Gary Lineker also put their weight behind the campaign here to have something done about this. I mean, they joined the legions of people who adhered to lockdown rules last Christmas, who are incredibly angry about this.
Yes, I mean, there are maybe one or two people in government who are hoping that this is just a Westminster insider story, but it's not. I mean, people really care about the fact that it appears to be one rule for them and a different rule for everybody else, which is a theme of Boris Johnson's premiership, and a very damaging theme. I mean, we saw that with Dominic Cummings, his chief advisor, who seemed to break lockdown rules last year. You know, this is 10 times worse, and is, you know, unless the Prime Minister can offer a proper explanation, at Prime Minister's Questions today, then the damage is just going to grow and grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was still insisting, wasn't he, yesterday, that guidelines were observed and followed. Let's take a listen to a clip of Boris Johnson.
What I can tell you is that all the guidelines were observed, continue to be observed. And what I can also tell you is that we're getting on with the job, as we have been throughout, of dealing with the priorities of the people. I can tell you that the guidelines were followed at all times.
And then if we go back to December 2020, Boris Johnson was clearly stating at that time that Christmas was not going to be as planned.
It is with a very heavy heart, I must tell you, we cannot continue with Christmas as planned.
And they can't make light of this, John, because you will have people who hadn't seen their parents for many months, who didn't see them over Christmas. And you've people, of course, who lost loved ones over that period of time, too.
Yes, I mean, that's why it's so so difficult for them. I mean, they do have to come up with a better explanation than they've managed so far. I mean, the Prime Minister may be hoping to distract attention, to move people on, because I believe he may be about to announce this afternoon a tightening of restrictions to deal with the Omicron variant. There's a suggestion that he may be asking people to work from home if they can, which I understand was planned before the leak of the video, but all the same, he has to try and deal with this issue, because people feel very strongly about it. There's a snap opinion poll out already saying vast majority of people think that this really does matter.
And it's up to Keir Starmer now, the Labour Party leader, to capitalise on this. There's a lot of pressure on him too.
Yes, well, I mean, the problem with these parliamentary occasions is they tend to rebound against the leader of the opposition. It's very difficult. Given that everybody thinks he's got an open goal, it's very difficult to score, especially with a prime minister as difficult to pin down as Boris Johnson. And I suspect Keir Starmer will disappoint his supporters. But I still think it's going to be very, very difficult, this issue, for the government, unless they can come up with a proper explanation of what happened.
Just how difficult do you think it could get? Could it end Boris Johnson's premiership?
No, I think that's unlikely. I think it will do him damage. I think it will make Conservative MPs even less keen to come to Boris Johnson's support. It's a lot. We're a long way from a general election, but it is something which is going to cause the Prime Minister significant reputational damage, I think.
But he's shipping this damage on top of a lot of other controversies that have happened. There's a compound interest factor at play here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his government has really hit a rough period. On the bright side for him, he does retain a large pool of support in the British public because of Brexit. I mean, the Leave voters will stand by him, will give him the benefit of the doubt. But I think there'll be people peeling off at every setback. The opinion polls are starting to turn against him. I think things are going to be very difficult over the next few months.
John, we watch with interest John Rentoul there from the London Independent.